Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More on Hurricane Sandy as Governor Patrick joins us. Governor is actually on the line now. Good morning, Governor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Governor, we're watching the schools closed, evacuations being recommended for low-lying areas, especially down in New Bedford, as Sandy approaches. Hundreds of flights canceled out of Logan Airport. Amtrak suspending service along the East Coast. Right now, the T is running a normal schedule, though. What are you watching right now?
Well, all of those things. You did mention the T. I will say that service will continue as long as it's safe, but it's really intended to get first responders and emergency personnel to get where they need to be. The general public should stay home and off the roads and let the emergency personnel do what they have to do. We're prepared, but the strongest winds we won't feel until about 10 o'clock this morning throughout the Commonwealth and right through 10 this evening.
Is the state ready, do you think?
I think we're ready. We have over 1,000 National Guard members out and fully deployed. The state police are also fully deployed and on high alert. We pre-positioned equipment and personnel in the key areas we're most concerned about along the South Coast and the East Coast, but also in the central and western part of the state as well. Federal assistance has come through and is at the ready. The president did a declared an emergency pre-landfall here in Massachusetts last night, so we have all the federal assistance at our disposal. Utilities are very focused. There were some 3,400 outages in Lynn and another, 400 outages in Pembroke overnight. Those have all been restored, and we have reports as of about 5:30 of another 400 outages, and that'll go up and down through the course of the day, and they know they're being watched.
You insisted utility companies be ready for this storm after days-long power outages from storms in our recent past. Are you pretty confident that they are ready?
Well, I think the proof is in their performance, and I think it's much too soon to judge that performance because we're going to see these weather effects throughout the day and, frankly, through the night. But so far, they seem to be very focused, and and what they have reported to us on their plans are very are responsive to the lessons learned the last time. For example, last time they had tree crews and repair crews out, but they weren't very well coordinated with each other because in many cases there was a down limb that was causing the wire to need repair, and so having those crews paired so that they are deployed at the same place at the same time is something that they've all pledged to do first. And then, of course, the information for their customers has to be accurate and timely, and that was a big problem the last time.
All right, I know you have to go. A couple more quick questions. You said 1,000 National Guard men and women ready to go. How might they be used?
They'll be used for sandbagging. They'll be used to help with traffic and so forth, and basic public safety as we need them. They will be used for search and rescue if it comes to that. They're a marvelously flexible and very effective team, and I'm just so grateful for their service.
And what, Governor, are you most worried about today?
Well, I think it's nature, Bob. So it's Mother Nature is unpredictable. The course of the storm, the eye of the storm, has stayed on the track anticipated over the last day or so. But the strength of the storm is variable. It's expected to get stronger in the course of the day. And because it's so big, it's going to have an effect all across the Commonwealth. So the differences, depending on the region and what that impact is something that we are watching very carefully and just want to make sure we have the flexibility to respond to whatever comes our way.
And a little later today, you'll be watching it from the Emergency Management Agency bunker in Framingham. Governor Patrick, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, and stay with WBUR and WBUR.org during the day today, especially the morning hours and the afternoon hours. To keep on top of the storm, we'll be here for you.